USA News. I'm Lance Pry. Congressman Jamie Raskin, the Democrat from Maryland, announced Wednesday that he has been diagnosed with cancer. The lawmaker said in a statement that he has diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, a serious but curable form of cancer. When Southwest Airlines reassigns crews after flight disruptions, it typically relies on a system called SkySolver. This Christmas, SkySolver not only failed, it also helped create one of the worst industry meltdowns in recent history. Airline executives and labor leaders point to SkySolver as one reason why a brutal winter storm turned into a nightmare for travelers. SWA Chief Executive Bob Jordan.
Our plan for the next few days is to fly a reduced schedule and reposition our people and planes, and we're making headway, and we're optimistic to be back on track before next week. We have some real work to do in making this right.
Erie County in New York is reporting the death toll from the Buffalo blizzard over the Christmas weekend rose to 37 on Wednesday. The natural disaster makes this the deadliest lake effect snowstorm on record and the most lethal blizzard in Buffalo since at least 1950. The humanitarian and drugs crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border continues.
San Diego County Supervisor Jim Desmond claims agents are dumping migrants with no further assistance or insight.
They're saying we're dropping them off in a safe way, but not giving them any resources or avenues to get to final destination.
The supervisor says more than 1,000 people will eventually be released to bus stops in El Cajon, San Diego, and Oceanside. This comes as the Supreme Court has allowed Title 42 to stay in place, which allows agents to quickly expel migrants at the border due to public health concerns. Victoria Idoni reporting.
This is USA News.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care, and here's why. Not only is it open enrollment for a lot of people, it's also a time you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. And it's true, the typical family switching to MediShare saves $500 or more a month, which is obviously huge for a lot of people, but what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to health insurance. Double. There are 400,000 members. They've shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it really is a great community, too. People encourage and pray for each other. And here's the thing. If you join MediShare Complete right now, they'll waive your new member fees, and you'll save an additional 10% off all of 2023. That's right. No fee to join. 10% off every month of next year, but it's a very limited time offer. You have to sign up before December 31st. Great savings, great health care. Find out more. Call now. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As China loosens its COVID restrictions, flights coming into the United States from some Asian countries will face scrutiny before being allowed to enter our country.
The Biden administration announced Wednesday that it will require anyone arriving by air from China to provide a negative COVID test following a surge of COVID-19 cases across China as Beijing has erased its strict zero COVID rules. The new rules take effect January 5th and say that anyone 2 years and older will need to show a negative result from a test taken within 2 days of their departure from airports in mainland China, Hong Kong, and Macau. I'm Tim Berg.
David DePapp, the man accused of attacking California Representative Nancy Pelosi's husband with a hammer at their San Francisco home, pleaded not guilty to state charges on Wednesday in San Francisco Superior Court. 42-year-old DePapp waived his right to a speedy trial, and he'll be back in court on February 23rd for setting his trial date. An investigation is underway after a deadly accident at a York County, Pennsylvania food processing facility. In a statement, the coroner was called to Hanover Foods early Tuesday morning after an employee fell in a bean hopper. Witnesses told investigators that the unidentified 59-year-old victim was found just after 2:30 a.m. local time. York County is about an hour's drive north of Baltimore, Maryland. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Streaming on Peacock.
Fellas, I'm getting married.
From the creator of The Best Man and The Best Man Holiday.
Come on, Vincent Quinn's wedding. Guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
And executive producer of Insecure.
They want to make unfinished business into a movie.
That book caused a lot of drama. Get your popcorn ready.
Bring me a higher
level. Just like old times, only better.
The Best Man, The Final Chapters. A new limited series. Streaming now, only on Peacock.
Bring me a higher level. Let's get lit!